Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I have just seen Mahomes too many times in these situations to think this game is anywhere close to over right now.
Texans bring four, Mahomes getting it out, Kelce got the ball, and Al Shire has the interception!
The season is being defined by miscues from the stars. All of that has played into this, potentially knocking the champs, the AFC champs, out of realistic playoff possibilities.
Collinsworth summarizing another Chiefs loss. What were you calling it, Fitzy? You had a little
The death of the kingdom.
The death of
the kingdom. The fall of the kingdom. Yeah, excuse me.
The fall of the kingdom. I was giving you credit and you couldn't even get your own shtick right. Come on. Fall of the kingdom. The Chiefs lose. They are now 6-7. If the playoffs started today, well.
By the way, a bunch of 9-year-olds listening to the show just laughed.
We're not doing that. You know who else is 6-7? The Ravens. Some good 6-7 football teams theoretically not making the playoffs as the 9-10 seed, but they cannot win the West. The West is lost for them. The Denver Broncos have 11 wins. The Chiefs have 6 wins, 4 weeks to play. You do the quick math. They cannot catch the Denver Broncos. They can obviously still make the playoffs, but that's the biggest takeaway of this weekend is you watch. You know, I said on Friday, I believe, Thursday, I wouldn't want to play Joe Burrow. Because if he gets in the playoffs and he's coming to Gillette, it means he got hot. And I thought that was a legitimate challenge. You watch the early part of that game with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and Burrow kind of rolling, and they lost. So the Bengals are now 4-9, not officially eliminated, but I got to think they're unofficially eliminated from the postseason. So that's one team you remove from, like, the fear factor, which I saw is coming back to NBC. They played those.
Johnny Knoxville is the host now.
They were actually burying somebody in cement. And I'm like, if you go over their head, that's going to kill them. Yeah. I know it's just a tease in a commercial and I'm falling
for it. Some people die building bridges. I'll pass. Or like when they get on the wrong side of the mafia.
Right.
Like, nah, I'll pass on it. Do you remember who the original host was?
The Joe Rogan. Yeah. Joe Rogan back in the day. But the weekend eliminated maybe the Bengals, came close to eliminating the Chiefs. And Patrick Mahomes. Now, Buffalo did sort of right the ship, and that's a nice win for Josh Allen and that football team. But when you look around the league, and the Broncos continue to get it done, and we did have a texter, how come the Broncos are the one seed? Because they have a better conference record. They're 7-2 in the conference. The Patriots are 6-2 in the conference. I told you, that Raiders loss or that Pittsburgh loss was going to bite you in the bum-bum at some
point. It's the Raiders loss. The Pittsburgh loss... You know, that was due to happen. To come out flatter than pancakes against the Raiders in your home opener, to kick off the Vrabel era. That will still never make any sense to me.
So, Fitzy, as you looked at everything that took place in the AFC this weekend, playoff picture, wins and losses and big plays, what's your big takeaway? What's most surprising maybe to you?
The biggest takeaway is that there are two teams in the AFC South who are playing phenomenal defense right now that I think could give anyone a run, thereby possibly giving breath and life to your idea of we could get the most undesirable Super Bowl of all time. Like, Jags-Panthers is 100% on the table right now.
Oh, my God, that would be disgusting.
Oh, it would be awesome.
I'm not watching. If that's the Super Bowl, I'm not watching.
Why, the Panthers were in the Super Bowl last time it was in Santa Clara. Why can't they have a return trip a decade later?
Can you imagine?
Just can you imagine, honestly?
Bryce Young, Trevor Lawrence, Dave, whatever the hell Canales. His name is, versus...
Oh, the previous two play callers for Baker Mayfield. Holy smokes.
Oh, yeah, there's storylines, but you know what those are called? Interesting. Mike Vrabel taught me this.
On a Tuesday.
There's difference between interesting and important, and that Super Bowl is literally not important.
No,
it's an afterthought. No. There are going to be people, if that's a Super Bowl we end up with, there will be people that probably pride themselves in knowing every Super Bowl, and in 10 years they'll be like, but what was that one after the 25 season? I can't remember. I know it wasn't a good one. Who played? Because that's a forgettable Super Bowl, and the only way you might remember it is as a bad Super Bowl.
Hey, what was the least interesting Super Bowl of all time? Giants Ravens in 2000. Close. It was Jags Panthers. No, that's on the table, and that also includes the last team I think I would want to see come to Foxborough in January, whether or not the Patriots have a bye or not, is the Texans. Last night, I understand their offense is out of sync. They need a talent refresh. I'll get to more of that in my 3-point stance coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. But Patrick Mahomes was, if I remember correctly, 14 for 33, no touchdowns, three picks, a passer rating of about 2.7, and he had negative fantasy points last night. I mean, the Texans right now are playing a kind of just the safeties alone. Al Shahir and Jalen Petre, holy, it's like having two Rodney Harrisons back there right now. They're monsters.
In addition to two defensive ends that are monsters, including... I think Danelle Hunter is the only guy in the league that has a similar reaction as when you see Myles Garrett. You're like,
oh, they have the same physique.
Crap.
No, they're not real human beings.
No, they don't look it. And they look like they're too, they should be bodybuilders, not football players. Like, they've reached that point where they're no longer training for football. It looks like they started training for physique and bodybuilding. But guess what? They still function quite well on the football field and can embarrass even good offensive lines. And that's where the text that we had earlier, wondering about the Patriots offensive line.
Well, Jared Wilson's back at practice. That's a good sign.
Yeah, that's great. Who playing tackle? We still Vidarian Lowing it. And what is your tackle going to look like when Will Campbell theoretically gets back out there? So I'm with you.
Vrabel did not want to provide an update for that.
No, he did not. Although he did provide his perspective on how entertaining he is on the Greg Hill Show. He thinks he's quite entertaining. So maybe not humble as much as he is confident. But
I did have one other big takeaway from the weekend regarding how the conference is shaping up and what the biggest surprises and what's up may be. In addition to the Jags and the Texans legitimately putting themselves on the map, mostly because of their defense, I thought the Colts were kind of fraudulent. I did not see their season collapsing as historically and tragically as it. Like, everything that could have gone wrong for them over the last month, Andy, has.
Well, careful. There's one more shoe that could drop for them. Honestly.
Oh, not and Jonathan Taylor. No.
I wouldn't want to wish it on anybody, but that's how they seem that snake bitten right now. Like, it was such
a story.
And everybody thought what would happen is Daniel Jones would start playing like Daniel Jones and the wheels would probably come off that way. Yeah. Now, that has happened. He's gotten hurt. He's played poorly. But you trade two first round picks, that guy gets banged up. Like, it is just, it's a debacle. And I am certainly glad that I bet that they will miss the playoffs because I'm feeling stronger by the week.
Oh, they're out.
That they will miss the playoffs.
See ya.
Let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Spurred on by your Jags talk in terms of could they be the most boring Super Bowl ever. Let's go to David in the car. What's up, David?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, that got my attention. I'm like, does anybody really think that the Jags would have a better shot at the Super Bowl than the Patriots? And I'll tell you why I say that. When you look at all the quarterbacks that are more worried about their looks, their appearance, their hair, how do they look, the GQ look, versus football like Mr. Drake May does, a humble kid, down to earth. That's the focus that needs to be. This is why Brady was Brady, because in the beginning, when he was, you know, all started, he didn't care about any of that stuff. And this is what Drake May is all about. It's about business, and this is how Mike Vrabel is driving his team, and that's why I'm picking them to go all the way.
Thanks for the call, David.
Point of order, David. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Trevor Lawrence is also a man of great faith like Drake May is, shares Bible passages, goes to church a lot, got married when he was 22, never committed. He's a model citizen and like super good human being.
I don't think David likes long hair on men. That was my takeaway from that commercial. I think he thinks something about Trevor Lawrence because he has long hair and maybe does like a shampoo commercial. Trevor Lawrence's issues are not his hair or his lifestyle or anything. Trevor Lawrence isn't as good as he's supposed to be and is not as consistent as he is supposed to be.
Consistency with which I agree, yes.
Tom Brady won 4 Super Bowls after he went Hollywood, I would say. The first 3, I'll give it, for the most part, I think he was kind of what David was insinuating. But Tom Brady went Hollywood with Lord knows what. I've heard stories about hair and face and teeth and various things. Tom Brady went Hollywood. And he won
trust
4
your
Super
eyes,
Bowls.
Andy.
Yeah, I trust my eyes, too. He's had some work done. Let's be honest. He's had some work done. He won 4 Super Bowls after that, Fitzy. So I think you can, if you're really good, you can be focused on your appearance. Like Joe Burrow probably cares too much about his appearance. Probably goes to, where did he go? France or something before training camp for like Fashion Week. And like, okay, he's also good, really good.
He's a good looking dude that owns 3 Batmobiles. But don't judge.
And wait a couple years. Maybe Drake May will be taking Ann Michael to Fashion Week or the Met Gala or one of these things once he wins a Super Bowl and an MVP. That generally opens doors in that world.
Do you remember what Joe Burrow... people are going to start thinking, is this Boston Sports Radio or the Joe Burrow Appreciation Society? Do you remember what he gave his offensive lineman last year for?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
For Christmas presents?
I do not, but you will tell me.
I will indeed. Customized, personalized ninja swords.
Really?
Yes.
Seems like a liability. What if they kill somebody with a ninja sword?
Okay, well, hold on. Then that means, I hate to say it, but I don't think the problem is the sword at that point. If you're willing to actually attack somebody with a sword.
Swords don't kill people. People kill people.
Yeah, I think the person's a bit more. You'd find a way to get somebody if you didn't have a ninja sword that had your name in it.
I did not know that because I would have thought Rich Keefe would have told me that a million times on the hashtag Dork podcast that he was like his favorite quarterback because of that.
Well, what do you say when you receive that? Oh, thanks. Were they out of the F-150s?
I would say.
What's the deal?
Does this come with a gift receipt? Because I'm sure it's expensive. You're $60 million quarterback. Can I take this back and maybe get the $5,000 you paid for it in straight cash, homie?
Yeah, there's one of them in the world, like literally a sword forged and crafted for you.
What the F am I going to do with that?
What aren't you going to do with it?
Ever touch it again?
Anything?
Anything.
What are you talking about?
Put it in a box or hang it on, I guess hang it on the wall, like above your like fireplace. Ooh, look at my sword.
Oh, yeah. People can come by. Oh, cool truck. And then they walk into your house. They walk into your house like, oh my God, is that a ninja sword with your name on it?
Unless I can cut the tomahawk steak that your gift card to a steakhouse also got me, then I don't want it.
Damn right. You can absolutely butcher the dickens out of that 56-ounce tomahawk.
So getting back to the conference standings and the tiebreakers and all the action, the Patriots are the number two seed. Those Jags that you guys know, and you might hear about this around 5:30 in the pick six replay recap, something I'm liking more and more by the week. It's a fun segment, Dan Ball.
Da-dum.
Which one of you losers is getting passed by this loser?
Apparently me, because I think I suffered the worst bad beat of the season on our behalf.
It was up there, but you know what? We make plays, not excuses. So after the Jags and the 3 seed, you have the Pittsburgh Steelers, 7-6. They are the 4 seed, which left Aaron Rodgers with some snarky remark. I forgot exactly. Maybe you guys will be quiet for a week to the media or something. Maybe that'll shut you guys up for the week. Typical Aaron Rodgers. You win and you can't even enjoy it. Like you suck the joy out of the fun and have to take a barb at the media.
The worst.
He is the worst.
Yeah, he's the pits, but also like his immediate post-game interview yesterday, he talked about they had their best week at practice. He was very supportive of DK Metcalf. Blah, you know, like he said a lot of the right things too, but then Aaron Rodgers is not going to ever be anything but Aaron Rodgers if you give him enough time in front of a microphone.
Quick side note from the text line. Rich Keefe apparently texted in because it's the 603, and he hails from the 603.
Yep. His cell, I can confirm.
Y'all acting like having a ninja sword isn't cool. Top 5 gift ever.
Thank you.
I would agree to disagree on that one. Right. After the 4-seeded Steelers, you got the 5-seed Bills, the 6-seed Chargers at 8-4, despite all the injuries. They also have a 7-2 conference record. And then the Texans right now are the 7-seed at 8-5, Fitzy. And then just on the outside looking in, Colts at 8-5, Ravens, Chiefs, Dolphins all at 6-7. Could the Dolphins make the playoffs? This is a dumb question, but weren't we all firing Mike McDaniel in week two or whatever the hell? Oh, this guy's dead. It's not if, it's when this guy gets canned.
I said Bill was going there.
You had Bill going there. Bill's not going anywhere, including a bowl.
What do Notre Dame and Bill Belichick have in common? They're not going to a bowl.
We'll get them next season.
Did we give up on the Dolphins too soon, though, in this whole process?
No, we did accordingly. Andy, they lost like there was that shocking win. Who the hell did they beat? Like, they had one week where they played so terribly, lost by a million points, and we're all out on them. Oh, and then the next week, didn't they kick the crap out of the Falcons?
Yeah, but what are the Falcons? Like, who cares?
A terrible team. I don't know. Like,
all this mediocrity in the National Football League is making me feel better about the New England Patriots.
Then they beat Buffalo. Like
yeah, Buffalo kind of stunk.
And yesterday, like, you had A-Chan running for a touchdown. You had the Jalen Wright kid from Tennessee absolutely going off yesterday. Like, I don't know how Mike McDaniel, who looked like he had lost the team, who famously said like 6 weeks ago, like, yeah, our goal this Sunday is going to be go out there, do the best we can and try not to throw 10 picks. That's an actual quote. And then now he's turned this team around and they're playing like a wagon.
Dan Ball?
Okay, boys, real quick. Just give me a win or loss. Andy, starting with you. Dolphins at the Steelers, win or loss?
Win.
Fitzy?
For the Dolphins?
For the Dolphins.
That's going to be a loss.
That's going to be a loss.
Oh, their season's over then.
Okay, well, there you go.
No, what else you got?
They host the Bengals.
See, where the Bengals go from here, I don't know, because at some point, reality is going to set in.
Yeah.
I think they already, so they were 4-8, and it was already like no one's ever done it, I think, from 4-8 to the playoffs, and now you're 4-9, so you're not eliminated, but you really are that's eliminated. How are they going to feel? You got some marquee players. Like, that's a weird team. So I would say the Dolphins can win that game.
Okay, Fitzy.
All right, I think they lose that one, too.
Hosting the Bucs.
The Bucs are a mess, so you could win that game. It's going to be a hell of a story. I'm kind of talking up the story here.
I was going to say, I feel like you're about to call them 3-0, and Fitzy, I feel like you're about to call them 0-3.
So I have them at 9-7 right now if they win those three games, and then they finish up with?
One game that you can agree on, the New England Patriots in Foxborough.
But what if the Patriots have wrapped up the one seed? Now, even if they wrap up the one seed, they're not going to rest for 2 weeks.
Is it under 45 degrees? They're losing the football game.
Wait, I thought Drake May was not a cold weather quarterback. Now
it doesn't matter if Josh Dobbs is playing.
Hold on a second. Your boy Drake May last Monday night was playing in the upper 20s, and he looked pretty damn good.
I've given up on the cold weather. We haven't really seen snow yet. I don't know what he would have been yesterday in Buffalo if he was on that same field as Joe Burrow and Josh Allen, but I've given up on the cold. 617-779-7937. As you look at the AFC standings, who are you afraid of? Who are you scared of? Who do you not want to come to Foxborough in the playoffs to face the Patriots? But also, what do you think of the field? Is it just a bad field? Is this a down year? No matter who goes to the Super Bowl, are we going to be mocking their ability? 617-779-7937. And reminder, we are awaiting the interviews with Drake May, Marcus Jones. They're off the practice field. We're going to talk to them at some point here on a Patriots Monday. That's all next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.